Swedish Feminists Demand Government Action Against Sex Robots, by Chris Tomlinson on February 21, 2019. Several prominent Swedish feminist groups have railed against the use of so-called sex robots and sex dolls and advocate tougher legislation against them, saying the objects normalize violent attitudes toward women. The demand for action against sex bots came in the form of an opinion article in Swedish newspaper Expressen signed by several feminists representing the National Organization for Women's Shelters and Girls' Homes in Sweden, ROCS, the Swedish women's lobby and the anti-female violence group Unizen. In the article, the groups demand that Swedish authorities make it difficult for brothels with robots and dolls to open in Sweden, and that research that studies the connection between sexual contacts with robots and dolls and actual abuse should be initiated. The authors go on to demand the government address the porn industry, sex dolls and sex robots from a perspective that problematizes sex, sexuality and power, through education. The demands come after the authors claim that sex dolls are produced have the appearance and attributes typical of the objectifying, sexualized and humiliated woman found in today's mainstream pornography, and that some use the dolls and robots to fulfill rape fantasies. It is also not unusual for both robots and dolls to represent children so that adult men can simulate child abuse, they add. Unlike many other countries, feminist theory is applied in a much more practical manner in Swedish society, with the government boasting of a feminist foreign policy and several other local governments have enacted feminist initiatives. One such initiative occurred in Stockholm and saw feminist theory applied to snow plowing. The policy caused chaos in the Swedish capital as sidewalks were given priority over roads, since statistics showed that men drove far more than women who tended to walk. Due to the effects of the move, major bus services were cancelled and hundreds of thousands were affected. Feminist theory has also been touted to tackle problems in vulnerable neighborhoods, areas with often high migrant populations commonly referred to as no-go areas. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.